Greetings, friends and viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. If you had joined us yesterday, we had the pleasure of introducing Ian Brandt, the wonderful owner and chef of two of Utah's finest award-winning vegetarian restaurants, Sage's Cafe and Vertical Diner. We're excited to have you with us again as Ian invites us into his kitchen to learn some tips and secrets of how to make one of his most famous dishes.
Hi, my name is Ian Brandt from Sage's Cafe, Vegetarian Organic, Vertical Diner, Extreme Cuisine, and Cali's Natural Foods in Salt Lake City. And we'll be preparing a mushroom stroganoff with fresh pasta, locally made fresh pasta. We'll also make a brown rice risotto style mushroom stroganoff dish for anyone that has a gluten allergy. The ingredients that we have is we have some whole black pepper, and we have some dried thyme, a little bit of cayenne, a little bit of white pepper, some tamari, which is wheat-free tamari. That's fresh sage. Then we have fresh winter savory. We also have our Redmond real salt, which is the full mineralized real salt. And I love talking about this because this is a high-quality product and it really influences the quality of our food, I think. And then we also have some fresh dill for the garnish and some fresh Italian flat-leaf parsley for the garnish. So we're making the mushroom base, and then we're making the tofu sour cream base. We blend them together in the pan, and that's what ends up being the final dish. So for the tofu sour cream, the ingredients that we're using are the Morinou silken tofu. We have some olive oil. We have some vinegar, some salt, a little bit of evaporated cane juice, and some lemon juice. Those items together create the zippy taste of a sour cream and the creaminess that then blends into the mushroom base and creates this earthy, creamy pasta sauce or rice sauce. At this time, I'm going to start preparing the dish. We already have some portobello mushrooms. We've taken the stem off. We've also taken the gills out. So by removing that, you take away the inky color as well as any dirt that could be hidden in the gills. And then we have some locally grown onions, garlic, and we have some bell peppers. And we'll break all these ingredients down, put them in the pan, saute them, and reduce them a little bit. Add some fresh herbs at the end, and then, once again, cook the pasta and bring all this together with the sour cream. So I'll start by breaking down the garlic. And so, to break down the garlic, sometimes it helps just to take the top off right here. So if I had a clove a little bit bigger than this, then I'd probably use two. I'll probably use maybe three or four of these smaller cloves. So we can just smash them. And then we'll mince them. And we're going to actually cook the onions first. It takes a little more time to cook down the onions and the bell peppers. And then we'll add the garlic right after that. So we'll go with three garlic cloves. So we can alter the recipe a little bit. We just don't want to alter it so much that it changes its natural important components. So that garlic, that's about where we want it, just kind of minced up like that. And what the recipe is calling for, a half a cup of bell pepper and 3/4 of a cup of diced onions. I like to cut my bell pepper in rows, and you can remove anything as necessary, and then dice this up. And we want this to be fairly small diced. And then the recipe is calling once again for 3/4 of a cup of yellow onion. Take the outside skin off. And this could be used to make soup stock. There we have our three quarters of a cup of yellow onions. And you can also use white onions in this recipe. There's a couple different ways you can cut the portobellos. It's really up to you. You could cube them. That's one method. The other method is kind of slice them in these nice little wedges. And I think this looks the most attractive, are these little wedges. And the recipe's calling for 2 portobello caps, once again, de-stemmed and de-gilled. We were able to find some fresh herbs in the garden, some hearty fresh herbs in the garden that can be used today in our recipe. And sage gives it the sauce a nice earthiness. So we're just going to pluck off the leaves that I know are going to taste the best and end up putting them into the sauce. So then we have the winter savory. We'll just take the leaves off of the stem. This is also a really hardy herb and can outlast even a snowstorm. And so we're going to just mince this up really small. Once again, these leaves are really hardy and really strong tasting, and we don't want to have too much of that flavor coming through in the sauce, so we want to cut this up very small. So now we have all of our ingredients ready. We're going to saute the mushrooms, the onions, and bell peppers, and then we'll add in some garlic, and we'll reduce the sauce down. And I use iron skillets at my house. In a restaurant setting, I tend to use the stainless steel saucepan, but since we're preparing this with the understanding that a lot of you guests will be preparing this at home, I highly promote the idea of using iron skillets because it's just it creates a better flavor to your food, as well as it's probably the healthiest option. So we'll throw the onions in, bell peppers. And once again, we're going to hold off on the garlic. We're going to hold off on the herbs. We throw in a pinch of white pepper, pinch of the cayenne. We're going to let these flavors come together at the same time. A little cayenne, a little pinch of dried thyme. And then this time, we have, once again, the whole peppercorn. I already loaded this grinder. This is a great little grinder. It's a coffee grinder. You can grind a half a cup of pepper in probably maybe about 2 minutes. So you just load that up, give that a couple cranks, and then toss that in. We're also going to throw the salt in right now. And what that's going to do is it's going to draw the moisture out of these vegetables. And that's called sweating. And so the recipe is calling for sesame oil and olive oil. I didn't have sesame oil. Sesame oil does add an earthiness to the dish. But with our olive oil, our extra virgin olive oil, we'll cook this at a low heat not to destroy the components of the olive oil. And once again, we can alter these recipes and we'll see how that rolls out. It should taste great. And so the recipe calls for 2 tablespoons of sesame oil and 3 tablespoons of olive oil. Instead, I'm just going to basically use 5 tablespoons of olive oil. So if we're dealing with 5 tablespoons, we're really dealing with about 1/3 of a cup. So I can actually estimate that in here by using my eyes, and we'll put it in here. Most of that oil is going to actually be absorbed into the mushroom. You can make this without any oil, too. There's nothing to say that you can't do that as well. So this is just one way of preparing this. And then we'll throw the mushrooms in. We're going to saute everything together. The only thing that's not going in are the fresh herbs and also the garlic. The garlic cooks a lot faster, and we don't want that to burn. And so now we'll just take this over to the burner, saute the mushrooms, bell peppers, onions, and some of the other spices. And I like using a wooden spoon at my home. And so basically what I'm demonstrating to you is how I prepare food at home. And that's a really nice thing. Preparing food at home is what I consider to be the ultimate. Even though everyone likes to eat out, I'm always trying to promote eating at home. What you'll see here is you'll see the oil will be absorbed into the mushrooms within the first minute of cooking. And what we're going to do is caramelize the onions, fully cook the green bell peppers, and bring all the spices in together into the first stage of preparation here. And as it is slow to react to heating up, the pan will also react slowly to cooling down. So we're going to turn it down a little bit so that the olive oil doesn't burn and try to get it at the right temperature. When we're bringing the tofu sour cream and blending it with this sauce, a little bit of that oil will also be absorbed into that sauce. And so it'll blend nicely and it'll create a very rich consistency. What I try to focus on is providing an experience for my guests in the restaurants that allow them to desire to eat vegetarian. Once you can get someone engaged in eating vegetarian, then you can start discussing the next step in eating vegetarian, which is eating super healthy vegetarian. And we'll just let that go for a few minutes here. So on top of the plate, we will have some nice fresh sprigs of Italian parsley and fresh dill. But we'll also mince some up for the edge of the plate. And so the Italian parsley can, you know, cut the stems off. And what I like to do is I like to stack. That's another technique of chopping. That's where you continuously add to the other top so you can get a really fine chop. So once you get to this point, break it down a little bit more. With a very sharp knife, you get less bruising. You keep your color nice. Don't get a brown color coming through with your fresh herbs. It stays green longer. I always like to make sure that in the restaurants that our guests interact with their food, and they're not just eating, but they're also interacting with their food, and they understand what they're eating. They can see the colors, the smells. Once again, the chef is preparing food with all of their senses engaged, and the customer is also consuming the food with all of their senses engaged. With my experience in the food industry, I worked as a server before I became a chef, and that's allowed me to have a different perspective on food preparation. I'm always trying to prepare my food for the guest, not for my own ego, and that's actually, I think, very critical in the food industry.
We'll see you again tomorrow on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, to complete Chef Ian Brandt's exquisite vegan culinary creations. He'll show us how to make a tofu sour cream that will add a decadent creaminess to the portobello mushroom stroganoff dishes. You surely don't want to miss this. And now, please stay with us for Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. Cheers to great health and delicious vegan eats. Visit Ian Brandt's multi-award-winning gourmet vegetarian establishments, Sage's Cafe Vegetarian Organic at sagescafe.com, Vertical Diner Extreme Dining at verticaldiner.com, and Cali's Natural Foods at calisnaturalfoods.com.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.